This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, a whole lot of people have a lot to say about Sean Diddy Combs being acquitted of the most serious charges in his sex trafficking trial.
Combs had several supporters inside and outside the courthouse who cheered the verdict. Rachel sometimes sat in the overflow room.
She got probation. And he should be in his house and on probation, not for the freak-off. It's a freak-o, not a RICO.
Some wore T-shirts with the phrase. Others were dismayed at the verdict.
He's going to get out and he's going to do it again.
Advocates for victims of sexual violence praised the women who testified and denounced the verdict, one calling it a stain on a criminal justice system that for decades has failed to hold abusers accountable. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at federal court in Lower Manhattan.
Well, despite the verdict, Combs is still behind bars.
Sean Diddy Combs put his hands over his eyes after the judge denied him bail, given his history of domestic violence. Although Combs was acquitted out of three of the five counts he was facing, his attorneys Mark Agnifilo and Tenny Gurgos calling this a major win.
One thing stands between all of us and a prison. And that is a jury of 12 citizens. And they got the situation right, or certainly right enough.
Combs was found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution involving Cassie Ventura and the other victim known as Jane. With both of those counts, he's facing a total of up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To 20 years in prison. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of federal court.
Governor Hochul has suspended her press secretary over allegations of sexual harassment. Multiple reports say Avi Small has been accused of inappropriately touching another male staffer on June 16th during a staff retreat in Albany. In a statement, the governor's office said Hochul has zero tolerance for misconduct by any New York State employee, and while they cannot comment on an open investigation, they did confirm that as soon as the governor received the complaint, the employee in question was placed on leave. More than a dozen people lucky to be alive after the skydiving plane they were on crashed near an airport in South Jersey. Glassboro police spokesman Andrew Holter.
There were 15 souls on board in the aircraft, including the pilot. Of those 15, one refused medical treatment on scene. Three were transported to Inspira Mullica Hill by basic life support ambulance. 11 total were transported to Cooper University Hospital in Camden City, including three of which were reported to be critical and were flown by medical helicopter.
This was a single-engine Cessna that crashed on landing yesterday evening in a wooded area near Cross Keys Airport. Some of those on board were covered in jet fuel. They had to be decontaminated. So far, no word on what caused the crash. The NTSB is on the case. As the holiday travel weekend rush gets going, workers at Newark Airport to rally today against cuts by United Airlines. What's happening is that come October, United is switching the company that does aircraft cleaning at Newark from Prospect Cleaning Services to United Ground Express. But Anna Marie Hill, the New Jersey State Director for Local 32BJ, says they're not offering those jobs to the 600 existing Prospect workers, which is an apparent violation of state law. She says these are folks who have kept the airport running through multiple crises, including the pandemic.
During COVID, they put their lives at risk. And how do you turn to this loyal workforce and then say, you know what? It costs too much to keep you guys under this current contractor. So we're going to bring in another contractor that's just going to cost us less.
In a statement, United said UGE has made conditional job offers to all Prospect employees to fill both full and part-time roles and that they've been communicating with these folks to make sure they understand their options. The migrant mega shelter at the Roosevelt Hotel is now officially closed. Mayor Adams made that announcement yesterday, calling its use as a processing center one of the most important chapters in our books.
The average number of arrivals dropped from the 4,000 peak to now 100 per week today. And as we take this final step, we can look back and say, job well done. Job well done.
Well, the mayor said as part of this recent crisis, 237,000 migrants and asylum seekers went through the system in New York. All right, forget about swiping left or right. A new app takes superficiality to a whole new level. And this isn't even a dating app.
We judge places by the people who go there. That's the idea behind the new AI tool Looks Mapping, rating New York restaurants by how good-looking the customers are based on profile pictures of Google review accounts. Nick is a model who says, here's a big flaw.
You can be the ugliest on the planet and photograph wonderfully. You can also be gorgeous in person, drop-dead stunning, and take some of the worst photos.
James Johnson isn't opposed to the idea. You'd like to be surrounded by good-looking people such as yourself.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
He's hoping it might help him find a date. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In its review, the New York Times called Looks Mapping more cultural commentary than practical resource and said it supports the idea that racial biases in artificial intelligence are baked into the programming. 1010 Winds gearing up for our big broadcast, and the NYPD has long been prepping for the Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular.
The Macy's fireworks show is on the east side of the city this year, meaning some of the fireworks will be launched from the Brooklyn Bridge, and the FDNY also will be stationed nearby with personnel from their explosive units just in case. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says that all city agencies plan all year to be prepared for the fireworks.
But because we are operating in a heightened threat environment, you're going to see a very similar plan to what we did last year, but just some more of it. Some more street closures, more drones, more counterterrorism officers, more cops.
The NYPD says they'll have boots on the ground and drones in the sky. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM from police headquarters.
Remember, 1010 Winds is your official radio station, so you want to tune in for the live soundtrack. Be aware, the Brooklyn Heights Promenade will be closed to the public tomorrow, City Hall says, from 2 to 11 p.m. Security checkpoints will be in place and only city employees will be allowed in. Residents who live in that restricted zone will be required to show ID. As you can imagine, many of the locals are not happy. City Councilmember Lincoln Ressler telling New York One the city didn't give him or his constituents proper notice, and he predicts a chaotic and disorganized 4th of July in his district. Ridgefield Park is gearing up for its own celebration, which actually dates back to 1894.
For the last 25 years, Russ Pepe has been parade chairman of the Ridgefield Park July 4th celebration. And wow, is there a tradition here?
The town has actually had this celebration since 1894, every single year. We're the longest consecutively run in New Jersey and one of the longest in the nation. We're very proud of.
Now, the day starts at 7 in the morning with the reading of the Declaration of Independence. There's even a baby parade before the main event at 11 a.m. Events all day, fireworks at night.
Our official town motto is Ridgefield Park, the only place to be on the 4th of July.
It seems everywhere you drive around here in this town of 15,000, houses are decorated with American flags, banners, and inflatables, ready to celebrate America. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Ridgefield Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh,
tiny. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.